with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's athletes delivered across every discipline at the 2026 Karifta Aquatics Championships. Artistry, endurance, and pure racing power on full display. In the pool, Captain Sierra Broadbelt wrapped up her final Karifta with a dominant medal run. Out in open water, Kate Galatopoulos braved new conditions and unexpected challenges to reach the podium. And in artistic swimming, rising stars Maureen Koller and Ava Crane lit up the stage with gold medal solos that showcased Cayman's growing depth in the sport. Together, these performances tell one story. Cayman is no longer just participating in Karifta Aquatics. We're competing, contending, and carving out our place across every event. Sierra Broadbelt closed out her final Karifta Games in spectacular fashion. 5 individual medals, including 4 gold, plus a relay medal, capping off one of the most dominant junior careers in Cayman swimming. Broadbelt says while she didn't hit the records she was chasing, this year marked a major breakthrough in the backstroke events.
Last year, I didn't get a single medal in any of the backstroke events, and I got 3 in them this year. And then I got my 5th gold medal in the 200 fly. I'm the defending champion of the 200 fly every year since 2022. So that was really happy to do, because I was thinking of dropping that event initially and not racing it this year. But my coach convinced me, he was like, it's your last Karifta, you should really do it to kind of leave a mark, I guess, in history.
With Karifta now behind her, Broadbelt shifts focus to a packed international schedule.
Next in May is Mare Nordstrom, and it's a 3-stop meet in Europe. I'm pretty sure it's Monaco, Barcelona, and someplace in France. I'm doing 2 of those stops. And then after that, in the summer, in July, it's Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. I'm sure there's some other international meet in between May and July. And then I also have little meets for my boarding school in the UK as well.
The 17-year-old also used her final Karifta appearance to send a message to Cayman's rising swimmers.
I'm just so proud of them from ages 11 to 17. I mean, they did an amazing job this year. And they really represented Cayman to the best of their ability. I'm sure they made everyone so, so proud. Just keep putting in that hard work. I mean, we've got people that are just starting their Karifta career. They've got 6 years left, and I know that they'll make it every single year throughout. And I mean, I just don't want any of them to give up, because I'm sure some of them didn't have the result that they were quite looking for, but they just need to know if they keep pushing. I mean, everyone starts from the bottom, right? And you can only go up from there.
But for Captain Broadbelt, Karifta isn't the finish line, it's the starting block. She says the regional championships now serve as her first major tune-up before a demanding international season.
So I'd say it's a nice meet that I like to use to kind of warm up, especially with the long course season starting in January. It's a kind of our first taper meet where we fully prepare and kind of like we do all our hard training, take a week off right before and head straight into the hard meet.
Broadbelt says that while Karifta used to be the peak of her season when she was younger, the level of competition she faces now means the meet plays a different role.
It used to be like my season meet before when I was younger, because I wouldn't technically have those big meets in the summer as big as Karifta, but definitely now it's definitely a warm-up meet for me.
With Mare Nordstrom and the Commonwealth Games ahead, Broadbelt is using every race, including Karifta, to sharpen for the toughest fields she'll face this year. Now, as Sierra closed her Karifta chapter in fine style, Cayman's momentum didn't stop there. Out in open water, another rising star was preparing for a very different kind of race. Our open water campaign at the Karifta Aquatic Games delivered another spot on the podium, thanks to 14-year-old Kate Galatopoulos. Competing in both pool and open water events, Kate powered her way to 3 medals, including bronze, in the demanding 5K. But it was the unpredictable ocean conditions, from shifting currents to unexpected wildlife, that turned this year's race into a true test of composure. Hear how Kate handled it all and what she's taking away from this year's Karifta experience.
Open water. You know, we hear all about the pool. We're hearing about the artistic swimmers. Open water seems to be the very last event throughout the tournament. What was this year's experience like for you?
It was really fun. I really enjoyed it. It's very different going to a new beach, because I don't know what to expect, right? We know what a 50-meter pool looks like. We don't know what the ocean, like the conditions, the wildlife, like even the start was different this year. So there's so many things, there's so many new things to
expect. Did you experience anything new in the water or it was the same?
There were a lot of starfish in the water, that was fun. There were a fair bit of jellyfish, which was a challenge compared to Cayman Islands. Because when we swim open water here, we don't experience a lot of jellyfish. So that was definitely new.
What do you do in a situation like that?
You just keep swimming.
And it's not likely that you'd get sting, or it is likely?
I got stung a fair bit, but
okay.
Nothing dramatic. Obviously, there's kayaks.
That didn't change your course because you got the bronze in that one.
Yeah.
So do you think things like that affect you in any way? There's little obstacles?
They definitely do a little bit, but it's about being able to like push past that and moving past like all this like unexpected.
This is your second Karifta.
Second for swimming. I've actually been for artistic swimming as well a couple times.
Awesome. How has this year been different for you versus last year?
Last year was my first swimming Karifta, so it was like this year I knew like more what to expect, you know what I mean? So that was good. I'm also the top of my age group, so I'm more like relevant in terms of like medals and finals.
Okay.
So that's been exciting.
Awesome. What's next for you? Now that you've come back home and you've experienced this tournament, what's next for you? What's your goal?
I mean, I definitely want to go to Karifta again.
Yeah.
There's some races I would really love to do again. There's a lot of meets on island, which I think are going to be really fun. There's one in like 2 weeks. There's a spring splash, so that'll be exciting.
But you did both?
Yes.
Okay. What's that like, competing and doing both? Is that tiring for you when you finally hit the open water?
I mean, that's why we train so hard, is that so we can be able to
do the both.
Because I swam 9 events, and a lot of them were distance events, so like 1500, 800. But that's why we train, so then on the last day I can be like, okay, I'm ready for this 5K.
And while endurance defined Cayman's open water campaign, artistry and expression took center stage back in the pool, where two young soloists delivered golden performances. Artistic swimmers made waves at the 2026 Karifta Artistic Swimming Championships, securing 8 medals. And champion Maureen Catherine Collar was at the heart of it.
My name is Maureen Catherine Kohler, and I competed in junior free solo, and I got gold.
The young standout says this year's experience was full of energy and camaraderie.
It was interesting and fun to compete in, and I loved the vibes that we had, and it was nice.
Now a 2-time Karifta competitor, Maureen says the highlight wasn't just the podium, it was the team bonding.
The highlights were just training with my team and just having fun, staying at a nice hotel, and I loved it.
Another golden moment for Cayman came from 13-year-old Ava Crane, who topped her category at this year's games.
I swam youth solo and I got gold. It was so amazing. It was so, so fun. I'm so happy I got to go.
Ava faced strong competition from Martinique and Guadeloupe, but says the challenge pushed her to shine.
My age group was quite tough. I competed against Martinique and Guadeloupe. They were very good competition. It was very fun to compete against them.
Now in her third Karifta appearance, Ava says this year brought valuable growth.
I think we just overall learned a lot. We had some really cool and amazing people come down from Canada, and they taught us quite a few things about synchro, and I think I'd take all like the whole experience away.
A seasoned young athlete adding another chapter to Cayman's artistic swimming legacy. Well, that's it. Cayman swimmers proved once again that our strength runs across every lane, every stroke, and every shoreline. From the artistry of the pool to the grit of open water to the dominance on the racing blocks. This Karifta Aquatic Games showed just how deep Cayman's talent truly is. And with so many young swimmers rising, our future in the region looks brighter than ever. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.